Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.
Was the St. Olaf Choir from Minnesota, our ELCA congregation, college, and choir, singing "O Day Full of Grace," and it is, and Cheryl welcomes us.
Good morning, Port Huron and surrounding areas. We're so glad you turned your radio on. It's the best day of its kind. We're glad you're here to worship with us. We worked hard to make sure that we can deliver something to you that we hope is meaningful, that helps in your Christian walk of life. But we are glad that you're here, and we're ready to worship.
Thank you, Cheryl. The day, this day, is the fourth Sunday in Lent, and we welcome you and the sponsors this week. A new community sponsor we noted in the e-letter. This is a lady from St. Clair who bought multiple broadcast, and we thank her. She is a homebound individual. She has listened to us for several years and has come on board as a sponsor. We thank her. God bless her. The other sponsor for this day is Mary Patterson, in honor of her granddaughter's birthday, Juliana. So happy birthday. It was previous, but this is the time we could best bring in her sponsorship. Thank you, Mary. So as we gather, forewarn you, we're going to be doing the Nicene Creed, which we haven't done in probably 2 years almost. So you'll need your folder, your liturgy, your computer, your pad, whatever, but that's coming up as affirmation of faith. I invite you to worship in spirit and truth and join the church's One Foundation choral selection.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
we gather this glorious morning, bright sunshine coming through our ascension window as we stand in the front of the chancel, Cheryl and I hope at the soundboard. We gather this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our confession of sin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the keeper of the covenant, the source of steadfast love, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God hears us when we cry. He draws close to us in Jesus Christ. Let us return to the one who is full of compassion. Take a moment for your own reflection. We continue. Fountain of living water, pour out your mercy over us. Oh, sin is heavy, and we long to be free. Rebuild what we have ruined, and mend what we have torn. Wash us in your cleansing flood. Make us alive in the spirit to follow in the way of Jesus, as healers and restorers of the world you so love. Amen. Beloved, God's word never fails. The promise rests on grace. May the saving love of Jesus Christ, the wisdom and power of God, your sins are forgiven. And God remembers them no more. Journey in the way of Jesus. Amen. Worthy of praise, we hear Amy Grant sing Al Shaddai, worship in spirit.
Shaddai.
El Shaddai, the Almighty One. Salutation, the exchange of greeting between pastor and the people in worship. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And hope leads us in our prayer.
O God, rich in mercy, and by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world and rescued us from the hopelessness of death. Lead us into your light, that all our deeds may reflect your love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Our first reading comes from Numbers, chapter 21, selected verses. From Mount Hor, the Israelites set out by the way of, to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon the pole. And whenever a serpent bit somebody, that person could look at the serpent of bronze and live. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm comes from 107. The antiphon is, "You deliver your people from their distress." Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that God redeemed them from the hand of the foe,
gathering them in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some were fools and took rebellious paths. Though their sins, they were afflicted.
They loathed all manner of food and drew near to death's door. Then, in their trouble, they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress.
You deliver your people from their distress.
You sent forth your word and healed them and rescued them from the grave.
Let them give thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your wonderful works for all people.
Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of your deeds with shouts of joy.
You deliver your people from their distress.
We have some special music. It is the Lord's Prayer. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
amazing. Our second reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. You were dead through the trespasses and the sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the results of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The gospel reading of the day is from the third chapter of John. I think you're going to find that the verses are so familiar.
And usually when I ask confirmation youth what they would like as their confirmation verse, probably because of their familiarity and repetition in worship and family, it's usually John 3:16. So gospel reading, Gospel of John, third chapter, glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe in him are condemned already in their condition, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is the judgment, that light has come into the world. People love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light. They don't come to the light so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to this light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends, in Christ Jesus, God's grace and the mercy of Almighty God be with you and to the word that comes to you this day and to me. We start the journey, first reading, Old Testament. Here we're into a position of Book of Numbers. Many of you have never cracked open the book, but now you get to hear it today. Preceding this in Lent, you have heard of three covenants already revealed. Covenant of Noah, remember the rainbow. Covenant of Abraham, remember the circumcision. Remember Moses, the third one. Remember the Torah, the law, the Decalogue, the 10 words of the Lord spoken for God's people to live by. Now we come to a period in history when Moses is leading the people through the Exodus. And of course, they live with gratitude, right? Freedom. Everybody embraces freedom. And that means freedom from responsibility, like in our culture, right? We want no laws. We want a libertarian environment. We want to do as we want to do. And don't make me accountable to anybody else. That's the sin spirit, the old nature of humanity. Hasn't changed much in 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years. So here they are out on a journey. We won't use the word complaining in a more negative way, but you know what I mean. They're complaining constantly, chronically against God and against Moses. I mean, God's the one that started this. Moses is the human emissary. Come on, people. Get it right. Give me what more of what I want, not what God wants. So in their disobedience, God sends serpents. Those serpents will bite them. Those vipers, maybe part contributing to people's fear of ulcer snakes, those vipers have taken down people's lives. Cure. Well, no doctors, no vaccines, no counteractive devices. They have to come back to Moses, who they griped about. They have to cry aloud to God to get the solution. And God says, okay, it's as simple as this. Moses, make a bronze serpent, raise it up. Those who believe that you are my servant, those who believe that I am the Lord your God, those who believe to trust their lives and their destiny into my hands, will look to it. Sounds silly, huh? And those who look to the cross of Jesus, like Paul writes in Corinthians, considers it foolishness. The link between this account, if you didn't have a New Testament, this account of Scripture would not make sense. But the message here is very clear. Repent, trust the Lord your God, and God will see you to be delivered. Come to the second reading, Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. We've already had a reading during the Lenten season from Paul at Ephesus. But as you heard Cheryl read, he describes the condition to the believing community there at the Church of Ephesus. That's a city. He says, you know, you lived in a condition, I guess we could say, like the Israelites in rebellion on this journey, always complaining and wanting more freedom without responsibilities. He says, you have died to that existence, to your trespasses, to your sins. You once lived in that condition. That's the way the world lives. Following the ruler of this air, obviously the evil one, and the spirit now at work among those who are disobedient. Not following Christ, but their hearts and desires. All of us once lived among them. We were just as bad in the same condition. In the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath. A lot of people say, oh, come on, Pastor, why do churches teach about such bad things about sin, about original sin? How about the Scriptures teaching? We were always by nature conditioned, already in rebellion against God, children of wrath. Like everyone else, because it's real. But God, who is rich in mercy, has made it possible for us to die in these transgressions, and trespasses, so that we could live together with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here, the repetition, Paul wants to emphasize, it's not because you're a goody-goody. You went to church, your parents were influential, you were on the council, you gave exceedingly gifts of monetary or material or time. No, by grace, you have been saved and raised up with him to be seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Then again, repeated in verse 8, by grace, you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. It's not the result of works, so no one should have to boast. But consequently, because we are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I are also created in Christ Jesus for doing good works. Martin Luther, in the discourses between him and the Roman Catholic Church, 16th century, squabble between good works, salvation, salvation, faith, emphasize that having faith is not a passive quality. Faith must be active in love. So if you're not active in living love to the world and to the community, to your neighbor, to the stranger, to the races, to the courts, to the impoverished, and to the low income, you are not living the way God wants. Hear that. By grace. But it doesn't release us of responsibility to live by faith. Gospel text, John 3. I suppose if you didn't have the first text of Numbers, you would know how a serpent got raised up that Jesus could allude to. Now, if you're looking for affirmation of scripture, affirmation of confirming, one testament knows the other because they didn't have existence printed copies at the time of Jesus. Please understand this. People did not have public access to the written word. It was read in synagogues. So the serpent is raised up. Jesus says, so too the Son of God must be raised up. And I want you to know, God was moving all the time from the old scripture, testament, covenant, to the new testament in my blood. He was moving in such a powerful way out of love. Make that capital L-O-V-E, love. So that if you believe in him, you will have eternal life in him. And you will not perish. You have a new existence, new identity, new head, new heart, new name. That's what the New Testament affirms. And here's the part following with 17 that a lot of people don't realize. You see, God didn't send Jesus to make our life difficult. Only in the sense that we don't have libertarian rights to do anything contrary to God's will. He didn't send the Son into the world to condemn it. It was already under condemnation. You and I were already born into death, sin. But rather, he is the light that brings light to the world. I like his statement as he goes on to talk about the light of the world. He now leaves that discourse to shift. Light has come into this world, and what's the preference of humanity? Does it want to know truth? No. Why do governors have to have an investigative committee to look after their behavior with their employees? Why do people have to call together people to check in on each other? We don't want light. It exposes us. And sometimes our evil deeds, and sometimes their false accusations. But those who live in a redemptive way, we stand examined by God's light. So I encourage all of you listening to this broadcast, podcast, choose God's light. Choose Christ to be the only one for your salvation. is Lenten season. I encourage you to use access to the daily devotions. You're going to take a pause because of myself, my surgery, but also the video being posted today on Facebook. Grow in your faith. Grow in your love for Christ as Christ has first loved you. And grow in your servant heart to serve your neighbor. May the God of grace, who gave himself for our redemption, keep us strong in his truth, strong in his grace to the coming of his kingdom. Amen. Our worship continues then with our hymn of the day.
Reminds me so much of Sharon. We're going to do the Nicene Creed. A little longer. Packs a powerful punch. We begin.
We believe
in one God,
the Father, the
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead. In the life of the world to come. Amen. Hope.
Relying on the promise of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. You sent your Son that the world might be saved through him. Inspire the witness of the church throughout the world. Empower missionaries, Bible translators, and ministries of service in your name. Bless your partners in ministry. Our ELCA Global Partner Churches and Young Adults in Global Mission. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
From east to west, your steadfast love is known. Nourish seas and deserts, wilderness areas and cities. Give water to thirsty lands. Nurture spring growth that feeds hungry creatures. Bless farmers as they prepare for growing season. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You sustain your people in the wilderness. Give courage to all who lead in times of crisis and scarce resources. Prosper the works of those who aid victims of famine and drought. Bring peace in places where scarce resources cause violence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Your mercy endures forever. Deliver all who cry for you, to you, especially those who are hungry or without homes. Give life in places where death seems triumphant. Give healing to those who are sick and comfort those who mourn. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
By grace we have been saved through this congregation to overflowing with the grace that we show mercy to others. Nourish any in the midst who are hungry, especially children, and bless our ministries of feeding and shelter. Give us patience and courage when the way seems long. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Your Son was lifted up that whoever believes might have eternal life. We praise you for all you have died in Christ. Bring us with all the saints into the fullness of your promise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Gracious God, for all these petitions, but particularly as well for those locally within the congregation and those being requested to our prayer list, we want to remember Donna Taylor, Ray Shanosky, Don Chittister, Phyllis Akers, Teresa and her husband Rick Hazard, Harper Catato, young infant, for his family as well as they go through testing. For myself with surgery tomorrow morning and the recovery process. And then towards the end of the week, Kathy Cole discovered, was informed that her sister Linda Rock has passed away. For the family of Linda Rock, for all who grieve in Kathy's family, gracious God. We remember all these things and we entrust ourselves, all of our prayers to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We continue in prayer as the Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. At this time in the sanctuary, we would receive an offering. People have been most generous and consistent in making payment either directly to our Savior or through the mail service. So please continue that. Church Council this last week met with, I believe, 8 or 9 members present. At that time, we made a decision that the in-house worship would take place after Pastor Don, that is myself, has surgery, which is tomorrow. And doctor gives me clearance, and he suggested it could be anywhere from 2 to 16 weeks. We will follow that. And I will be back here and we will open up the doors safely for everybody, as many as will come. We also are in need of a trainee for, number one, a treasurer. Somebody come alongside and find out from Doug Cole, who can retire the mantle of doing this for over 20 years. Please, there's got to be somebody in the body of Christ here at our Savior who will hear the challenge to be trained. We're not just going to saddle you with it. The other thing is, don't forget, because I've been an acting secretary in the office and out of the office, and Donna supporting that, to replace a secretary in the office. We need somebody to be trained while I'm still on this earth, and we can get things continuity in process of computer skills. Talk to me to be trained as well. Along with that, remind you, or at least inform you, you'll see in your e-letter, Judy Avers is going to be moving to Port Haven. You'll get her address in the e-letter. This last week at the council, we also announced that Martha Martell's, Marty, many of us knew her as Martell, Irma's daughter, had died over there in San Diego approximately in January, early part of January. We were notified by Thrivent, Lutheran Investment and Financial Institution, that a bequest was made to the Our Savior congregation. That bequest took place and was transmitted. We will not put numbers over the radio, but please know we are most gracious for her gift in life and in death of Martha Martell and the whole Manly and Irma Martell family. So, and somebody asked, how old was Marty? And she was 1 week away from being 65 years old. So she was 64 years old. You see a whole list of sponsors. Next week is gonna be in memory of Doug Abbott. Following that, Hope Dorisbacher, whole listing of all those people. And we thank them for their generosity. Our worship continues then with our offering hymn, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace." Please, Lord. That channel for peace. Faithful God, you walk beside us in desert places, and you meet us in our hunger with bread from heaven. Accompany us in this meal that we may pass over from death to life with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
We have been truly blessed, this congregation, this people. Our ministry goes far beyond these four walls.
Incredibly so.
It reaches and touches hearts that we'll never see. Be a part of that. As simple as holding us up in prayer. Reaching out to the stranger, to the people that you pass every day on a street. Pick up a phone, call somebody you haven't heard from in a long time. You are what God made you to be, created in Jesus Christ for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, freed to serve your neighbor. God bless you, that you may be a blessing in the name of the Holy and Life-Giving Trinity.
Amen.
We have our next song, one of my favorites. It is Rock of Ages. But before that, go in peace. Share the great news.
Thanks be to God.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my ribbons I wish flow.
like Cheryl said, has been a favorite of mine since my preschool years, going to church. One thing before the postlude is to, now that we're out of the context of the service, is to give human credit to one of the congregation who does not want it, but there is a task to be done, and he stepped up for it. He had done research since the last broadcast and testing of equipment here at Our Savior Sound Equipment. We have made a decision to replace our wireless things because they were illegal. Frequency had changed years ago from the federal government so that we can be in compliance and have no clash of frequencies. Doug Cole has made it possible. And the order has been placed because of bequest and a special gift that just arrived at the end of this week. And we thank our community sponsor to enhance our broadcast. Doug also tweaked the mics during this last week, as well as the ones at the podium and lectern. So we will be doing next week, the praise team will be doing Facebook Live along with the radio broadcast. We have our postlude.
Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.